In the late 19th century, some parts of Tulsa, as well as other places now part of the state of Oklahoma, were becoming known as safe havens for black families, places where they could make new and better lives. For decades, there had been black people living in Oklahoma. They first came as enslaved people, but also as never-enslaved black native people of five tribal nations of Native Americans: the Chickasaw, Seminole, Cherokee, Choctaw, and Creek. These tribal nations had been living in the southeastern United States, but were forced from their native lands by President Andrew Jackson. 100,000 Native Americans had to move west, to what was called Indian Territory. Some Native Americans brought with them enslaved black people who were freed after the Civil War ended. Many remained in Oklahoma. Their children and their children's children often started their own towns. Between the end of the Civil War and 1920, more than 50 black townships had sprung up. 13 of these towns remain today. Ida E. Glenn. Ida E. Glenn, a citizen of the Creek Nation, with her husband Robert, owned land just south of Tulsa. Their land turned out to be very special because under it there was oil, lots of it, the sort of oil that could heat homes and run cars after it was refined. In 1905, Ida and Robert were paid $45, which would be almost $1,400 today, for a lease to their land. They also received part of the money made from the oil drilled on it. The surrounding land was named after them, Glenpool. It's a town that stands even today. This is only one example of the good fortune black people in Oklahoma found. From 1865 to 1877, the United States government carried out programs to help roughly 4 million newly freed people in the South, as well as in Indian Territory. This period of history is known as Reconstruction, but attempts to make life better for black people were seen by many white people as unfair. Black people were able to go to school for the first time during the Reconstruction era. White politicians and voters soon passed laws to make life as hard as possible for black people. For example, certain laws made it essentially impossible for black people in the South to vote or get good jobs. Because of this, many black people in the 1880s, 1890s, and early 1900s decided to leave the South behind. Many ended up relocating to Oklahoma and Kansas. In 1906, a wealthy black landowner named O.W. Gurley bought 40 acres of land in Tulsa and named the area Greenwood. He sold some of this land to other black people, who built homes and businesses. Oil was discovered in Oklahoma in the late 1890s. Oil still impacts our lives today. It fuels our cars, heats our homes, and even creates the asphalt for paving our roads. Soon, Tulsa became known as the oil capital of the world. People came to work in the oil fields. Those people also needed barbershops, grocery stores, restaurants, and more. Because of oil, the city of Tulsa grew rapidly. The city's population rose from 18,000 in 1910 to 140,000 by 1930. The Exodusters. Exodusters was a name given to black people who had lived primarily in Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Texas before deciding to move west. Soon after the end of Reconstruction, they moved to Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. There were as many as 40,000 Exodusters. Black communities were founded and grew in all of Oklahoma's larger cities. One of these communities was Greenwood, in the northern part of Tulsa. Not only did Tulsa keep growing, but Black Wall Street did too. Black people created their own neighborhood because they were not allowed to own houses in white areas. They couldn't start their own businesses there. If their jobs were in white neighborhoods, they had to use bathrooms with signs that said, "For Coloreds." By 1921, residents of Greenwood could watch a play at the Dixie Theater or a movie at the Williams Dreamland Theater. They could go for sandwiches at Little Pullman Cafe or treat themselves to waffles at the local Waffle House. The Stratford Hotel had 54 rooms and was considered one of the finest black hotels in the country. On street after street, black people were shopping at mainly black-owned businesses. Down one street was Lula Williams Confectionery.